4. The accused. Bob is an excellent trial lawyer with a superior legal acumen. Unlike many other lawyers that need to use acronyms to remember certain legal principles, Bob simply uses his photographic memory. What makes Bob even more special is his acute sense for reading people's emotions, especially those of jurors. Due to his reputation, he is able to acquire the most interesting cases. His jealous competitors often accuse him of being too acquisitive and of taking away their business. But I respect Bob for his many achievements. I remember the first trial he ever did. Bob was hired by an acquaintance named Jim to defend him against a criminal charge. Jim was accused of intentionally throwing acid on another man's arm in a laboratory where they were both activating chemicals. Jim was adamant that the accusation was false. He claimed it was an accident that occurred during an argument. Being a contract lawyer, Bob was not accustomed to handling trials in front of a jury. However, he agreed to the acquisition of Jim's case because he strongly believed in Jim's innocence. The thought of an innocent man being convicted of a crime he didn't commit actuated Bob's hidden trial skills. At the trial, Bob proved that the other man caused his own injury by pushing Jim while Jim was working with dangerous chemicals. Bob also proved that the man's claim of an acute injury was false. The actual injury was minor. Bob asked the jury to acquit Jim of all criminal charges. Amazingly, Bob achieved an acquittal for Jim. I'll never forget what Bob did for Jim because I was there. I am Jim. In fact, I still remember the adage Bob used to explain why he took my case for free. He said, "In doing, we learn."